With us today on Do It With Me is Tata Luminesco, world-renowned vocal coach, here to give us some singing tips that will have you solfeging in no time.
Thank you, Laura. So I hope you don't mind. I brought a couple of my students with me so that the listeners at home can really hear the difference between amateur and professional singers.
No, don't mind at all.
This is Greta and Sebastian.
Hi.
Loris, I urge you to sing along with these exercises.
Okay.
A well-regimented singing routine will have you singing better than the day before. First step, squint your eyes. In doing so, your cheeks become plump. The strongest singers have the strongest cheeks. Squint and open, squint and open, squint and open, squint and open, squint and open. This will put your cheeks in the best shape possible. Greta! That is incorrect. Your cheeks should look like two hydrated commas. Keep them up. Don't let them sag. Loris! Blossoming cherries. Plump, warm cherries like pregnant parentheses. Mm-hmm. 8 months, Loris, not seven. Mm-hmm. Full. Second step, tighten your lips. This is an important step. Your lips need to be rounded. Like you're going in for a welcome kiss. It's not like preparing your lips for an intimate kiss. They would be too loose. But have them slightly tense, as a welcome kiss can sometimes make them. Sebastian, very well. It's almost like you are greeting an Italian, and you forget to go in not once, but twice. It's at that moment of recollection that your lips morph into a rounded realization. Not tense, but more surprised. A rounded surprise! Third step, open the back of your throat. It should be open enough so it feels like the cry of an eagle soaring above. Make it count, make it open. Most of all, make it emotional.
Like this?
Of course not, Greta. You're about as open as a baby sparrow chirping for food.
Tata, like this?
Ah! Oh, Sebastian! Bold, wondrous listeners, listen to that! Could you hear the difference? A truly dedicated student basking in the water of the majestic fountain. Loris, would you like to try? Not great, but better than Greta. Now for breathing. Breathing is like repotting a houseplant. Listen closely. This is my singing voice. This is my talking voice. Could you hear that? I'm moving my words from the depth of my stomach to the back of this studio. Now you try.
This is my singing voice.
This is my talking voice.
Absurd. All you're doing is singing lower for your talking voice. Listen. This is my singing voice. This is my talking voice.
This is my singing voice.
This is my talking voice.
No. This is my singing voice. This is my talking voice. This is my playing voice. This is my coffee voice. This is my September voice. This is my October voice. This is my frustrated voice. This is my husband's voice.
This is my husband's
voice. Now, to be a truly excellent singer, the fourth step to admit to yourself that you are simply not good enough. Very good, Sebastian. Once you admit this, you are free to become a better singer because you are honest. And Loris, you keep dreaming of those cherry-shaped cheeks.